And thunder as well. Temperatures today near 90 degrees, so the hottest day. Tomorrow it's down to 82, and Friday we're back to the 70s. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
66 degrees in College Park, 66 in Fairfax, and 69 on the National Mall.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
we are following breaking news. D.C. police clear out an ongoing encampment protest at GW University, arresting anyone refusing to leave.
UVA on why 27 protesters were arrested. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
Gaza, Israel, and where the top Democrats in Maryland's Senate race stand. I'm John Doman.
Salvage crews at Baltimore's Key Bridge will start using explosives soon.
6 o'clock here on WTOP.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where peace talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Cairo. After CBS News confirmed, the U.S. is withholding a shipment of weapons to Israel over fears the bombs could be used on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Reporter Yotam Confino is in Herzliya.
Israel seemed to downplay the holdup of arms from the United States, with IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari saying any disagreements between the two allies will be resolved behind closed doors. President Biden has repeatedly asked Israel to hold off on its invasion of Rafah, warning about the threat to civilian lives.
Severe storms have once again battered parts of the Midwest. Tornadoes tore through Indiana, Ohio, and portions of Michigan, slamming the city of Portage near Kalamazoo not once but twice.
The house across my street from us, their garage is totally gone now. They are missing part of their roof. The house kitty corner from us has trees on top of it. My neighbor's house around the corner is almost completely destroyed.
No serious injuries reported. While Stormy Daniels was describing salacious details of an alleged tryst with former President Trump at his hush money trial in New York, the federal judge in Florida canceled a May 20th trial date in his classified documents case and postponed it indefinitely. Loyola Law's Jessica Levinson.
She said there's just a lot of evidentiary issues to sort out. And she is pointing to the fact that we're talking about some concerns about national security. And that does raise additional questions for any judge when they're overseeing a trial like this.
All is not lost for FTX customers. The company's bankruptcy lawyers say they'll be getting all of the money they invested before the crypto company went bust, plus interest. A drug maker is taking its COVID vaccine off the market. CBS's Matt Piper.
Earlier this year, AstraZeneca admitted its vaccine can, in rare cases, cause TTS, or thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome. It causes blood clots and low blood platelet counts. TTS has been linked to nearly 100 deaths in the UK and hundreds of serious injuries, with many suing. But the company says the timing and decision to withdraw its vaccine is pure coincidence.
New possible trouble for a Kansas City Chiefs player.
Mahomes on the snap. Scanning. Open for the touchdown. It's Rice.
Police tell the Dallas Morning News Rashi Rice is suspected of assault at a nightclub in Dallas early Monday morning. The victim reportedly went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No comment from Rice's attorneys. The wide receiver turned himself into police weeks ago in connection with a high-speed chain reaction crash. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
We have breaking news at this early hour. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. D.C. police are clearing out that pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University, and arrests are being made. WTOP's Luke Lukert is at the scene in Foggy Bottom.
Here on 8th Street, police are still blocking the way to the university yard, where for 2 weeks, pro-Palestinian protesters have set up an encampment. Now they're beginning to remove those tents after D.C. police cleared protesters and students out of the quad after stern warnings. One protest organizer told me they came in with riot gear and used chemical irritants to clear the protesters. The exact number of students arrested is not known, but I did see four or five vans filled with protesters leave the area. We're told some of the arrests were for assault on an officer. This development comes as D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith are set to testify before the House Oversight Committee over the encampment. Reporting live in Foggy Bottom, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
And we will bring you more when we learn more about what happened early this morning. Meantime, the University of Virginia is also dealing with the aftermath of protests over the war in Gaza. 27 people were arrested over the weekend, and many are calling the police response there heavy-handed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the latest from UVA's president and police chief.
Saturday was a terribly sad and upsetting day. It was traumatic, I know, for everyone involved.
In a virtual town hall, UVA President James Ryan and Police Chief Tim Longo said 22 tents had gone up Friday.
My warning was clear. The tents had to come down. They were welcome to stay, but the tents had to come down.
But Saturday morning, Longo said the words he heard from protesters concerned him.
They had a duty to fight for their cause. They had a duty to win. And they had nothing to lose.
Chief Longo says nobody was hurt as police with shields cleared the encampment within 15 minutes. UVA's president says it was a no-win decision.
I'm fully and painfully aware that we lost some of that trust on Saturday and that it's very difficult to regain trust.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP, and it is a heated race for a soon-to-be-open Senate seat in Maryland. WTOP's John Doman spoke with the two Democratic challengers about the war in Gaza.
In general, Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone both believe the hostages need to be released and that a two-state solution between Israel and Gaza can work.
That would allow to have for peace and security for Israelis and peace, security, and self-determination for the Palestinians in Gaza.
And that's the only possible right to go. We've also got to support our ally Israel and eliminate Hamas.
As for the pro-Palestinian protests happening on college campuses, they both spoke in support of the First Amendment.
We can never allow the protests to erupt into violence, and we cannot let the protests impede others from going about their education, going about their job.
I agree, I'm sure, with every parent and people who are watching this, that we believe that there is no place for hate on any campus.
And she specifically cited anti-Semitic and Islamophobic words and actions. John Dome in WTOP News.
And tomorrow, WTOP will be speaking with the likely winner of the Republican primary, former Governor Larry Hogan.
Crews will soon turn to explosives to help clear the wreckage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. With yesterday's recovery of the last missing construction worker killed in that collapse, they're now set to use precision charges as early as next week to remove large sections of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that remain draped across the bow of the Dolly container ship. The crew still aboard the ship will shelter in place when the charges are detonated. Officials believe the truss sections of the bridge will fall into the water once the explosives are used, and then the pieces can be removed by cranes. Once the massive ship is freed from that wreckage, it will be refloated and removed from the Patapsco River.
Coming up, some help could be on the way for local food pantries. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Lockheed Martin's vision of 21st century security means preparing to make split-second decisions with certainty. Because whether your mission is over land, on the sea, through the air, in outer space, or cyberspace, our mission is to help you detect the threats, connect the tech, and protect what matters most in every domain of operation. Lockheed Martin, ensuring those we serve always stay ahead of ready.
It's 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Time to check traffic and weather on the 8th in the traffic center. Rita Kessler.
And let's start out on the Beltway. Outer loop in Maryland delays approaching and passing New Hampshire Avenue. Then it looks good all the way toward 270. Southbound on 270, we're seeing the delays now coming past Urbana and passing 109. Then it looks good to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. If you're in the district, it is southbound DC 295. That slows from Eastern Avenue headed past East Capitol Street. No problems along I-295. Inbound New York Avenue slows approaching the light at Bladensburg Road. In southeast, Pennsylvania Avenue at 11th Street was a report of a wreck. We also have the closures for the police activity ongoing at George Washington University. This includes eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue between 20th and 21st, H Street between 20th and 23rd, and northbound 20th between F and Pennsylvania. Now in Maryland, 28 Norbeck Road at Georgia Avenue. Watch for the redirection there for the wreck. Northbound Branch Avenue between St. Barnabas Road and Silver Hill Road. The utility issue takes the right lane. In Virginia, northbound 95 sees delays from Dale City into Woodbridge, also into Lorton. Not a bad trip after that into Springfield onto 395, headed toward the 14th Street Bridge. However, after the Fairfax County Parkway, watch out along the right side for a possible wreck. It was southbound 95 after Quantico. There was still a cone in the left lane. Looks like they were picking some of those cones up, but the left lane was still blocked with no delay. Westbound Route 3, Plank Road after Orange Plank Road was a report of a wreck, and in Sterling, it was Dulles Center Boulevard at City Center Boulevard, the malfunctioning traffic lights in the intersection. Check out the Genesis GV70 EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. Charge into Genesis of Rockville and Gaithersburg at Fitzmall.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And out of 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms anytime this afternoon, but the chance is still pretty low compared to tomorrow, as we'll be tracking a higher chance for storms on your Thursday, and some of those could even be strong once we get into tomorrow with a weather maker approaching. Today's chance is low, but still at 30%. If you get a shower or thunderstorm, it should not last too long. Temperatures on their way up to near 90 degrees with light south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
68 degrees in Georgetown now, 64 in Bowie, and it's 65 in Leesburg. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
610, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Big box retailer Kohl's is making your shopping excursions easier. The company is now working with Instacart to offer same-day delivery, in some cases as fast as 60 minutes. It's one of the first department stores on the platform, and shoppers can now access Kohl's items on the Instacart app. Everything is priced the same for delivery and in-store purchases. Kohl's has been expanding its offerings in recent months, both through merchandising and relationships with other retailers.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Foxtrot Market went out of business, locking the doors and leaving tons of food inside in our area. Now, Food Rescue U.S. is clearing out Foxtrot's DuPont Circle location with the help of the building's owner, and it plans to deliver up to 4,000 pounds of high-quality non-perishables to social service agencies. The nonprofit says it has rescued millions of pounds of food from local businesses and hopes to continue the process at other shuttered Foxtrot locations.
It's saving season at Lido Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone, exclusively at LidoPizza.com. Lido Pizza, a local legend since 1955.
Hi, it's Rita Kessler for Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and the military member I'm most thankful for will always be my father, Colonel Robert H. Kessler of the U.S. Air Force. He proudly served his country in both World War II and Korea, even trying to get permission to enlist before he turned 18. Now, even though Dad was in the Air Force, I'm able to be a Navy Federal member because all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their family are eligible for Navy Federal membership. This Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal wants to celebrate and honor their members with special offers like this. If you join and get a credit card, they'll give you a bonus of $50. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate to see all their Military Appreciation Month offers and other offers. Must join an open membership savings account between May 1st and May 31st. Annual percentage yield 0.25% for membership savings account. $5 minimum balance to open, maintain membership savings account, and to obtain bonus. Visit NavyFederal.org for full terms and conditions. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Every government agency is different, which is why it's mission-critical to custom-build connectivity solutions. Federal Solutions from Spectrum Enterprise, a part of Charter Communications, provides nationwide reach with a diverse portfolio of federal solutions across networking, connectivity, and communications. Demand better IT and receive the partnership the country deserves. Learn more from our website at enterprise.spectrum.com/federal.
Imagine if your business could be in the meeting where a federal agency talks about its upcoming procurement programs.
Okay, everybody here, ready to get going?
Ready.
Let's do it.
If you'll look at your agenda, item one.
You can't be in that room with decision makers.
But you can be on their radar.
Every month, Federal News Network reaches over 500,000 people in the Federal Program Manager and Procurement Officer community.
It's a trusted source of information.
And an ideal place for your marketing message.
You'll be communicating with the influencers, the leaders.
Through omnichannel promotion and distribution options.
From powerful radio ads and branded content campaigns to online videos and social media.
All driven by data and customized to your individual goals.
And all designed to engage your audience and showcase your organization.
To find out more, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search advertise.
Federal News Network.
The trusted way to reach agencies and leaders across the federal government.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
We continue to follow developments from George Washington University as D.C. police have cleared out the encampments and arrested several protesters early this morning. Later today, Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith are scheduled to testify at a House committee hearing regarding their decision to not intervene for 2 weeks despite requests from school officials. More now from WTOP's Cheyenne Corinne.
Pro-Palestinian protesters such as Rafi El-Habashi plan to attend the House committee hearing today regarding the encampment at George Washington University.
These politicians do not have anyone's safety in mind. There are ulterior motives at play.
This comes after members of the Oversight Committee visited the campus and called for Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith to testify about what's being done to address the protest.
They have done nothing but slander us. They have not mentioned why we're here. It's all a game of political theater.
Chairman James Comer referred to the encampment as radical, anti-Semitic, and unlawful. But students say their protest has remained peaceful. Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
What do AI and nuclear weapons have in common? WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green says right now nothing, but that could change soon.
Ambassador Joe Detrani was a U.S. special envoy to the six-party nuclear talks with North Korea back in the early 2000s.
I was told by some of my colleagues, look, their missiles are antiquated, bad engineering, etc.
But 20 years later, North Korea has submarine-launched missiles, hypersonic missiles, missiles that can be launched mobily.
How wrong we were in the past.
It's not just North Korea that's the problem. There's Russia. There's Iran. And the big problem, China.
Because that is of concern, what they're doing now with their silos.
They want to fill them with more than 1,000 new nuclear weapons in the next 5 years. And then there's this. As China, North Korea, and Iran are all either seeking or expanding their nuclear weapons stockpiles, there's talk of AI being used to control them. G.G. Green, WTOP News.
The Swiss Army knife has been popular for decades, and now the company is making a major change. The maker is working on a new version of the classic tool, which won't have a blade. The change comes as countries worldwide restrict people from carrying pocket knives or other blades unless they're required for work or outdoor activities. The company is also working on new tools for specific sports or outdoor activities. No specific timeline's been announced for the new product.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on this morning at WTOP.
Breaking news this morning, D.C. police are clearing pro-Palestinian protesters from the George Washington University campus. Some have been arrested. WTOP's Luke Lukert is there.
Dozens of community members take part in a prayer walk after the shooting death of a three-year-old.
And we're hearing from both of the top Democratic candidates for a soon-to-be-open U.S. Senate seat about the economy.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Here's Rita Kessler.
And right now, if you're on the Beltway, you're finding no issues, but we do have some delays. Outer Loop topside is slow from 95 around Patch 29 Colesville Road, headed toward Georgia Avenue with the lanes open. No problems on the Beltway in Virginia. It is 28 Norbeck Road at Georgia Avenue. You're under police direction for the crash. At least westbound at Norbeck is, in fact, closed, meaning that you're not going to be able to make that turn, southbound right turn onto Norbeck, and also that northbound Georgia left turn. You're not going to be able to do that as well. Georgia can get through the intersection, but just not getting onto Norbeck Road in that direction. Now, if you're in the district, first on Route 50 in Maryland, heading into the district, westbound delays from 202 headed toward New York Avenue. Inbound on New York Avenue, delays from South Dakota Avenue to the light at Bladensburg Road. Southbound DC 295, the delays from Eastern passing East Capitol Street. Northbound I-295 looks good, as does the Suitland Parkway. It is eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue, closed between 20th and 21st for the ongoing police activity at George Washington University. Other closures there include H Street between 20th and 23rd and northbound 20th between F and Pennsylvania, so avoid the area if you can. Back in Maryland, northbound Branch Avenue between St. Barnabas and Silver Hill, the right lane was blocked with the utility issue. Now, in Virginia, northbound 95 slows passing 610 from Dale City into Woodbridge, in Lorton, and in Newington. It was after the Fairfax County Parkway. Keep an eye out on the right side for the wreck. 395, no reported issues. Eastbound 66 still slows approaching and passing 234 business in Manassas, while westbound Route 3 after Orange Plank Road, that had been a report of a wreck. And in Sterling, Dulles Center Boulevard at City Center Boulevard, there was a traffic light issue there. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. What is the story with rain today?
The story is there's not much rain in the forecast. It's still not a 0% chance, but a low chance today. Our better chance will be tomorrow as the weather maker approaches, and that could also come with a higher chance for any storms with some gusty winds and hail. So your First Alert weather team will be on severe alert for Thursday afternoon because of that potential. At least today, it's hot and humid. That's the theme, looking like summer with temperatures already starting off near 70 degrees, and by this afternoon, we'll be close to 90. And with that humidity, the heat index could easily be around 92 to 93 during the late afternoon to early evening. As we go into tomorrow with those storm chances, temperatures fall, low 80s for your Thursday and back to 70s and upper 60s for Friday afternoon. Rain will continue throughout the weekend, not a washout like we saw last weekend or with that cold rain showers, but still going to have some leftover rain behind the storm system, and temperatures will be much cooler through the weekend too. We'll finally rebound temperatures again next week. 65 Ashburn, 67 Upper Marlboro, and 70 now Southeast DC.
It's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning and hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation.
Still ahead, why this is a graduation to remember for some college students. 621.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
In the congressional race to replace David Trone, the Washington Post endorses April McLean Delaney. She's, quote, impressive, empathetic, and effective. Delaney will quickly emerge as a leader in the House. She's also endorsed by Jamie Raskin and Nancy Pelosi as a pro-choice champion. The Post warns about Joe Vogel's unfair dark money attacks and notes Vogel is, quote, not experienced enough for Congress. To get things done, Delaney's the best choice.
I'm Democrat April McLean Delaney, running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by April McLean Delaney for Congress.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The time is 6:23. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Now a quick look at what's trending this hour.
Ohio State University had a graduation to remember, and it was all because of the commencement speaker. His name is Chris Pan. He's an investor and an alumni and says that he wrote his speech while he was high on ayahuasca. It's a psychedelic drug, and Chris's speech included sing-alongs,
get real high, and
breathing exercises.
Inhale, two,
3.
He even promised to give bracelets to everyone in the crowd because they listened to him talk about Bitcoin. The winner of a marathon in California has been disqualified after getting a drink of water from his dad. His father was riding a bike along the route and giving him water, which race officials say isn't allowed. He says he didn't know about the rule and that he knows he won. The happiest place on earth is getting bigger. The Anaheim City Council took a final vote to allow Disneyland in California to expand with another theme park and more hotels. It'll cost about $1.9 billion. That's what's trending. I'm Jen Clark.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave, what's the latest on the Battle of the Beltways?
Well, the Nationals beat the Orioles 3-0. Joey Meneses going 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored for manager Davey Martinez.
Staying on baseball, right? You're using the whole field. That's when he's really good. That's what he does. So, and he's really good. He's really good at driving runs. He's done that for us since he's been here. So I'm glad to see that. He's starting to stay in the middle field. I'm not trying to do too much and driving runs for us.
Trevor Williams strikes out 8-over-5 scoreless frames, and the Nats get to the O's Corbin Burns in the 7th with a pair of runs on 3 hits. Washington moving over 500 for the first time since early July of 2021. NBA playoffs, Boston beats Cleveland 120-95. Jaylen Brown leads the Celtics with 32 points. Oklahoma City takes game one from Dallas with a 117-95 victory. Thunder holding the Mavericks to 39% shooting. NHL delivered a pair of overtime games last night. Colorado topping Dallas 4-3 in game one of their series on a goal by Miles Wood. New York Rangers take a 2-0 series lead over Carolina with a 4-3 double overtime victory. Vincent Trocheck nets the game winner. Dave Preston, WTOP Sports.
Still ahead, we are following breaking news this morning as police break up that encampment at George Washington University. It's 626.
Energy production is highly innovative, and we spoke to Virginia State Senator Scott Surovell for WTOP's Energy Strategy Series.
You can put methane capture system on a landfill. You can take that, stick it in a pipe, and use it to heat your house using biological methane and reducing methane emissions into the air, which is one-third of the climate change problem.
To listen to the whole discussion with Senator Surovell, visit WTOP.com for the Energy Strategy Series, sponsored by